Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley fires to first and picks off Auerbach. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Theobald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Allen reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Lawhead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a pop-up towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Rodriguez, and Auerbach drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. LaHood reaches second base with a double. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Ferraro reaches second base with a double. LaHood scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. One out. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-0 in the game. Parsons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Auerbach hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado bunts towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Theobald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs is called out on strikes. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawhude is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lawhude hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Lawhude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis pinch hits for Ron Theobald. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parsons moves to second. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Dave May. Terry Forster now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Parsons moves to third. Davis moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to home to get Parsons. Davis moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brock Davis now playing center field. Bob Heisa now playing second base. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball and throws to Parsons covering. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Joe LaHood. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.